Good day, all. Welcome back to Deconstructing Crypto, a podcast with Todd Fishman and my colleague, Gene Ingolia. This is now our 10th episode. Gene, there is a lot to cover since our last episode involving the Bankman-Fried sentencing, SEC pronouncements on AI washing, as well as major case developments. Can you please start us off?
On March 28th, 2024, after a two-hour sentencing proceeding, District Court Judge Lewis Kaplan sentenced Sam Bankman-Fried to a term of 25 years of imprisonment. The sentence, while less than the 40 to 50 years sought by the government, exceeds that of Jeffrey Skilling in the Enron case, Elizabeth Holmes in the Theranos case, and Michael Milken in the Drexel Burnham case. It's a serious sentence. The defense had sought a much lower sentence of no more than 6.5 years. The judge also ordered Bankman-Fried to pay approximately $11 billion in forfeiture. Among other factors leading to the severity of the sentence, the judge cited that Bankman-Fried had given false testimony, committed witness tampering, and shown little remorse for his offenses. Judge Kaplan broadly rejected the defense argument that the FTX victims would be largely paid back. He rejected it factually, but also philosophically, likening the scenario to a thief going to Vegas, placing winning bets with the loot to pay back victims, and then seeking leniency from the court at sentencing. The judge wasn't going for that. The other aspect that Judge Kaplan discussed and seemed struck by involved Carolyn Ellison's testimony at trial about Bankman-Fried's coin flip risk appetite. Here's the scenario. Heads, the world gets twice as good. Tails, the world is destroyed. Bankman-Fried says, according to the testimony and other reporting, including Michael Lewis's book, that if the odds are just slightly better than 50%, that the world gets twice as good, Bankman-Fried takes the bet and takes it not just once, but repeatedly over and over. Judge Kaplan referenced this testimony at the sentencing, and it seemed to be part of the rationale for his conclusion that, quote, there is a risk that this man will be in a position to do something very bad in the future. And it's not a trivial risk, not a trivial risk at all, unquote. We can expect Bankman-Fried will seek appellate review of his sentence. And then next up will be sentencing of his co-conspirators who previously pleaded guilty and cooperated with the government, including Carolyn Ellison, the former CEO of Alameda Research. We'll have to see whether their cooperation and their personal circumstances together will be enough to keep them out of prison themselves, despite their participation in a fraud that now Judge Kaplan has found to have an $11 billion loss, one of the largest financial frauds of all time. Turning to artificial intelligence, in our prior episode, we provided a summary overview of the enforcement and litigation risks posed by the explosion of innovation and investment in artificial intelligence technologies. March 2024 saw a lot of activity in this area. On March 18th, 2024, the Securities and Exchange Commission settled with two investment advisors over alleged AI washing, that is, a reference to the practice of companies making false, misleading, or exaggerated claims concerning their business's use of artificial intelligence. This announcement from SEC Chair Gary Gensler came as part of a broader regulatory push to increase scrutiny of AI-related statements, as well as to deter any novel risks posed by machine learning, including risks related to conflicts of interest, market manipulation, and deception. These settlements, the first ever instances charging violations of the anti-fraud provisions of federal securities law in connection with AI-related statements, reflect federal agencies' willingness to pursue potential deceptive representations about AI. And they are consistent with other recent regulatory actions to address misstatements on other novel securities issues, such as the SEC's action in 2022 against a publicly traded Brazilian mining company with greenwashing, that is, false, misleading, or exaggerated claims concerning a company's environmental, social, and governance policies, an allegation which resulted in a $55.9 million settlement last year. And it's not just the SEC. Last year, the FTC warned, quote, not to overpromise what your algorithm or AI-based tool can deliver, unquote. And last month, in March, federal prosecutors in the Northern District of California announced that they intend to target pre-IPO artificial intelligence frauds by startups and other private companies. And in private litigation, on March 25th, 2024, a plaintiff shareholder has filed a securities action against the security screening company, alleging that the company's public statements about its AI-enabled products and services were misleading. So a lot of action on the artificial intelligence front, both on the enforcement side and we were seeing in private litigation.
Thank you, Gene. Listeners also should be following the major cases involving digital assets, involving Terraform, Ripple, Coinbase, and Binance. In SEC versus Terraform on December 28, 2023, the district court granted summary judgment for the SEC on its claim that the defendants offered and sold unregistered securities in form of crypto assets. The court held that certain of Terraform's crypto tokens were investment contracts under the Supreme Court's Howey test, and that other tokens, while not themselves securities, rose to the level of investment contracts under Howey because they were bundled with Terraform's efforts to lend the tokens to borrowers. Trial on the remaining fraud claims commenced on March 25, 2024, before District Judge Rakoff. In addition, in SEC Coinbase, on December 17, 2024, the district court heard arguments on Coinbase's motion for judgment on the pleadings in the enforcement action that the SEC has brought against the crypto exchange. The SEC contended that certain digital asset transactions meet the Howey test for establishing the existence of an investment contract security. Key to the lawyers' disagreement was whether token purchasers actually obtained a contract when they purchased digital assets. The SEC had argued that purchasers buy into a token ecosystem that acts as a common enterprise and that each transaction in that ecosystem operates as a contract. Counsel for Coinbase, on the other hand, disagreed. They stated that an investment contract requires a, quote, a statement that is meant to convey an enforceable promise, and that the difference between digital assets and securities is akin to, quote, the difference between buying Beanie Babies, Inc. and buying Beanie Babies. In subsequent filings, the SEC sought to leverage a favorable decision in the Coinbase insider trading case that was pending in the Western District of Washington, where the trial court determined that the defendant violated federal securities laws by using insider information to trade on cryptocurrencies that would be listed on Coinbase. According to the trial court there, the SEC had shown successfully, even with the caveat that the judge needed to accept the allegations as true, that the defendant had insider traded with the purchase and sale securities. In her ruling, the district court applied the Howey test and cited rulings from previous SEC cases against Terraform Labs and LBRY. Last Wednesday, in an important development in this matter, the district court largely denied Coinbase's motion to dismiss. Specifically, the district court stated that the SEC sufficiently pleaded that Coinbase operates a clearing agency, broker, and exchange under the federal securities laws. The court wrote, quote, when a customer purchases a token on Coinbase's platform, she's not just purchasing a token, which in and of itself is valueless. Rather, she is buying into the token's digital ecosystem, the growth of which is necessarily tied to the value of the token. This is evidenced by, among other things, the fact that one, initial coin offerings are engineered to have resale value in secondary markets, and two, crypto asset issuers continue to publicize their plans to expand and support the token's blockchain log long after its initial offer. The district court also found that the exchange's staking program engages in the unregistered offer and sale of securities. In a partial victory for Coinbase, the district court granted the company's claims about its wallet service, holding that Coinbase did not act as an unregistered broker when offering its wallet service. There are two important macro-level points in the Coinbase decision. First, the district court did not accept the argument from Coinbase based on the major questions doctrine. The district court observed that the crypto industry is not economically and politically significant enough to qualify for the exemption. The court also determined that the doctrine does not apply to SEC enforcement in this case, stating, quote, defendants cannot wield a doctrine intended to be applied in exceptional circumstances as a tool to disrupt the routine work that Congress expected the SEC to perform. Second, and equally important, the SEC rejected District Judge Torres's logic from the Ripple decision, which was decided last year, that secondary sales cannot be investment contracts because the purchaser does not know who they are buying from. On this point, the district court wrote, contrary to defendant's assertion, whether a particular transaction in a crypto asset amounts to an investment contract does not necessarily turn on whether an investor brought tokens directly from an issuer or instead in a secondary market transaction. Moving on, in SEC versus Binance on January 22nd, 2024, the district court heard argument on Binance's motion to dismiss the lawsuit brought by the SEC. The SEC has alleged, among other things, that Binance.com and Binance US offered and sold unregistered securities and facilitated their trading without proper registration. Binance contended that the crypto assets at issue are not securities and therefore are outside the scope of the securities laws, and that the SEC's claims concerning transactions on Binance.com impermissibly seek to extend the securities law beyond U.S. borders. On March 8, 2024, in a separate class action against Binance, captioned Williams versus Binance, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit ruled that the U.S. issuer plaintiffs adequately alleged that their claims involved domestic securities because they became irrevocable within the United States and therefore are subject to the reach of U.S. securities laws. The Second Circuit relied on two main sets of factual allegations. One, that the transactions at issue were matched and therefore became irrevocable on U.S. servers. And two, the U.S. users transacted on Binance.com from the United States and their buy orders became irrevocable pursuant to Binance's terms of use. As of this episode, the motion before the SEC remains undecided. Finally, in SEC versus Ripple, on May 25th, 2024, the SEC filed a motion for remedies and for final judgment. Overall, the SEC is seeking fines and penalties totaling $2 million over sales of the cryptocurrency XRP. According to the unsealed motion papers, the SEC has asked the district court to order Ripple to pay over $870 million in disgorgement, over $198 million in prejudgment interest, and over $870 million in a civil penalty. Gene, I think that's all we have for today. Thank you all for listening.